Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm sure that you are aware that the service this morning is not just one of those things we do. Okay, thank you. Okay, praise the Lord. As I was saying, I'm sure you know the service is not just, okay, we always would have, you know, service on Easter Sunday. It is true. But I think this particular Easter service is something that has to do more with our families, and we want to spend a few minutes to pray for our families. And I'm trusting God that you and I will pray as much as you can this morning, because of the kind of battle we are seeing among families. And I am sure that you understand that the worst things that are happening is a breakdown of the family institution. And this is not the will of God. But this is the will of the devil, to make sure that your families don't stand. He knows the joy there is in having a good family. God does not want us to have a dysfunctional family. A few weeks back, after the BSG, a boy who had been in our church before called me. I know his parents. And he asked me a very simple question. And he said to me, "Answer that question before you say anything to me." And I wasn't sure what he was going to ask me. And he said to me, "You know that woman that they call my mom?" I said, "Do you mean your mom?" He said, "That's exactly the question I want you to answer me. Is she my mom?" I said, "Of course she is." I said, "No, I don't think she is my mom. Because if she's my mom, she won't treat me the way she has treated me." And of course, it took us the next 1.5 hours to come to terms with several things happening in that young person's life. And I know that this is happening all over. We have so many young people who have this sense of rejection that they feel in their family, and who just feel that, "I don't belong here." And we know that this is the work of the devil. And that's why I want to encourage you this morning that you will pray. Because in all this, my years of life, I've met with several young people who came from dysfunctional family. You know, dysfunctional family is a family that is not how God wants it to be. And because of that, they too grow up getting into a dysfunctional family. And then the vicious cycle simply continues. And it has all its pains, it has all its agonies. And we are asking God that for the Glory Tabernacle family, it will not be so. And that's the reason why we are going to spend some very serious few minutes, you know, to pray. The first passage I would like to read is Psalm 68. Allow me to read just verse 6. God setteth the lonely in families. Just 6a. God is the owner of families, who has created families. And God says, He sets the lonely in family. He sets the solitary in families. And it is true. Many, many lonely people are in church and in churches. But the will of God is to get them back into a good and functional, you know, family. I just gave you just an example, and there are several examples. I've told you here how a young girl said she was going to kill her father when she grows up. And she had a catalog of a list of the things her father had done against them as children and against their mom. And the story is the same. But that is not the story God wants. And so I would want us today to please pray very seriously. I am asking some who are here who are hurting in their hearts. I am aware of that some are hurting deeply because of what had happened in their families. But I have the assurance from heaven that healing will take place. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. May I ask you to please turn your Bibles with me to Ephesians chapter... Okay, first of all, Genesis chapter 18. I want us to turn to Genesis chapter 18, and I'm going to read verses 17 to 19. Because we are talking about the family, and I suppose you know what a family is. It is that institution that God Himself has raised. And in the family, we have the father, husband, we have the mother, wife, and we have the children, and we have the entire household. That is what constitutes a family. And in chapter 18, verses 17 to 19, I want you to hear God. Amen. I want you, because we are starting praying with for our men, I want you to hear what God has to say concerning you as a man. Verse 17, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Verse 18, for I know him. Our brothers who are fathers, who are husbands, and our young male adults who are here looking forward that they are going to get married one day and become a husband, become a father. God says he knows you. And the question is, does God really know any man in this service today? Does God know you? It's a question only you can answer. And we'll see why God says he knows you, what he is hopeful that he's going to do. He says, I know him. He's talking about Abraham. And what will Abraham do? He will command his children and his household to follow after him, because he is a godly man. That's the first prayer point we're going to be taking. That God, have mercy upon the men and upon the young male adults. Have mercy upon them that they will become true men of God. That they will become God's own people. The Bible says that this kind of man will do something to his family. He is going to cause his family that they will keep the way of the Lord. And family, men who are here, I do not know whether you are the type keeping, causing your entire family following behind you, that they will keep the way of the Lord. There must be some repenting to be done this morning. As a man, you've got to ask God what God thinks about you. You know, many of us are very interested in what men are thinking about us, in what everybody outside thinks about us. That is completely useless. Because if you do not understand what God thinks about you, you will never be who God wants you to be. And he says, this man is going to cause his entire household to keep the way of the Lord, because he himself keeps the way of the Lord. And to do justice, to do righteously, and to do keep judgment, that the Lord will bring upon such a man what he has spoken. I would want all of us to stand up, and I want us to pray for our men. I would want us to ask God, have mercy upon our men, and cause our men to want to be living lives for God, that they will be godly men. I want you to please help us to pray. Open your mouth and pray, because the prayers of today will bring a complete change in the lives of our people. So please pray. Please ask God. Let God, Father, have mercy upon every man in the Glory Tabernacle Ministry. Have mercy upon every young male adult in the Glory Tabernacle Ministry. Cause them to become men of justice, men of righteousness, men who are godly, men who will love God. Please open your mouth and pray. Pray for our men. Some men may not be able to pray for themselves, but you can. You can call them and pray for them. Let us pray for them. Let us pray for them. Let's ask God, have mercy upon our men. Have mercy, O God, and cause our men to be men who will command their families, who will command their home, who will command their household, that they will be able to keep the way of the Lord. Pray for men, pray for them, that they will be able to keep the way of the Lord. Pray for them. Ask God, Father, reach out to the hearts of men and cause them to keep the ways of God. Please, Lord, we ask you, O God in heaven, that you will have mercy upon them. O Lord God Almighty, Father, please, Lord, that there will be men who will take care of their families and command their families, that they will keep the ways of God. They will instruct their children after him. They will follow after him. Please pray. Please pray. God, bring a change in the hearts of men in the Glory Tabernacle Ministry. Lord, prepare our young male adults to become who you want them to be, O Most High God, that they will keep the way of God, that they will keep justice. O Lord God Almighty, Father, please have mercy. Deliver our men and make them godly indeed. Make them godly men indeed. Make them men who know God. Make them men who will love God. Please, Lord, reach out to them. Take away evil from their hearts. Take away every wickedness from their hearts. Oh, Shekama Paruko Sekele. Oh, Lord God Almighty. Have mercy, O God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we are prayed. God said, shall I hide from Abraham that which I'm about to do? See, this is the privilege a godly man has, to be able to receive from the presence of God, to be able to hear the mind of God before any other person in his home will hear. He will hear what God has in mind to do. But we don't have it so today. And I want us to pray for the men. And if you're a man, and if you're a young male adult, I want you to pray for yourself, that you will be someone who will hear God. Someone, you will not be bereft of the mind of God, of the things God wants to do. Let us pray. Please, let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Pray for our men. Pray for our young male adults. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Sheikh Maparuka Sanchez. Men Gramapuruka Nengas. Oh, Lord God Almighty. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Ramama, Igasi, Gabapuruka, Igas, Mandra, Nate, Barikos, Christian. Oh, Lord God Almighty. Oh, Sheikh, Kamapuruka, the Grammar Purika, Sutur, Jehovah. Lord, we ask you, in the precious name of Jesus, reach out to their hearts. Father, reach out to their hearts. Father, please reach out to the hearts of our men. Reach out to their hearts, O God. O Sheikh Kama Parukasit. Hey, Ramaman Drama Purikane Description. Lord God Almighty, Father, we pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Brethren, you know that God is expecting that men will be people who will lead their families back to God. That's what God expects. That's what God wants. That's why God is saying, I will not allow Abraham to be bereft of my revelations, of my insights. I want us to pray that prayer again, that our men will love this book called the Bible. Many men are so involved, they are so committed to doing their personal jobs, to getting money. They are going off looking for money. Not many men are spending time in this book called the Bible. For that is life. Please pray for our men. Please, please, please pray for our men. Please ask God, Lord, visit our men with insight. Visit our men. Help them to see. Help them to understand God. Help them to understand the word of God. Father, cause them, oh God, that there will be men of prayer. Men who are involved in spiritual warfare. Men who are involved in intercession. Father, please, we ask you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you, oh God, Lord, please, Lord, have mercy upon our men. Lord, have mercy upon them. Oh, Sheikh Hamarikos Kisu. Oh, Lagema Purukanikos Kisu. Nengrama Purukanikos Kisu. Eh, Sheikh Hamarikos. Vandrava Purukanikos Satiria. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Psalm 128, verses 4 and 5. Psalm 128. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that fears the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Verse 6, you will see your children's children. You will see peace upon your home. Amen. Before the last few things would happen, God says, the man that fears God will be blessed. Brethren, I want you to please, don't be angry. Rise up, pray for our men, that they will fear God, that they will want God above every other thing, that the fear of God will rest in their hearts. Let's ask God, please touch our men, touch our young male adults. Lord, reach out to them. Let your fear rest upon them. Father, let it be that their hearts will look after you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy, O God. O Sheikh Kama Purukanekas Kitari. Men Grama Purukanekas Kitari. Men Grama Purukanekas Satari. Lord God Almighty, Father, please. Father, please. Father, please. Father, please. Father, please. Please, Lord, deliver our men, O God in heaven. Lord, cause them to fear you. Oh, Lord, cause them to be people who will honor you in all things. That your name alone will be glorified. Father, we appreciate you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we exalt you because you are able to do what we are asking beyond us, Lord. For we are in desperate need of men of God. Father, please, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Turn your Bible to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I will read verses 25 to 29. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, a glorious wife, not having spot, not having wrinkle, nor any such thing, but that he should be holy, and she should be holy, and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. For he that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. Amen. Amen. We will pray for our men. It is for your good if you love your wife. That is what the scripture says. If a man truly loves his wife, life will be a sweet place to be. He will have no regrets. I know it from experience. I know it. If a man does not deeply love his wife and get committed to his wife, the Bible says to us, if you love her, there are things you're going to do. One, you will give yourself for her. I remember when we were living in UI and we were doing a Bible study on this. And one man, immediately we read this. The man screamed, God forbid me give myself for her. God forbid. She is a witch, like we saw in the phone. And any man who says the wife is a witch, he himself is a wizard. Abby? The Bible says, the husband, love your wife. When you love your wife, you are going to do things for the benefit of yourself through her. What are you going to do? You are going to sanctify her and cleanse her with the water of the word of God. Your dealings with her will be based upon what the word of God says. And you will discover one thing. If you're a true man of God and you truly, truly love your world wife according to the word of God, your wife cannot but give her life for you. It's true. That is the truth. Go and ask some of us who were properly married and had lived a wonderful life of being married to a man. He becomes number one in your entire being. Nothing else will ever matter to you as a wife but that man. I want us to pray for our men. I want us to ask God, God, help our men to purify their wives. Let's ask God, help them, teach them what to do to purify their wives so that their wives will become for them the blessing that God has designed for them. Rise up to pray for them. Help us to pray. Please help us to them. Pray for our men. Pray for them that God will enable them, that they will so love their wives. The Bible says, if they love their wives, they are loving their body. That's what the word of God says. God says they should cherish their wives. They should nourish their wives. That's what the word of God says. I want you to pray. Please pray. And please ask God to do so. Oh, Shetama Poruko Santeria. Oh, Zengrama Porukane Inga Santeria. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, deliver our men. Cause our men to love their wives. Cause our men to nourish them. Cause our men to cherish their wives as their own bodies. Oh, Shekama Paruko Satan. Mangrama Purukane Inga Sushatan. Legama Purukane Inga Sushatan. Oh, Rebakama Inga Sushatan. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Remember that something God told us in this ministry. That this is a place for mending lives and mending homes. God wants to bring homes out of the doldrums of sin, iniquity, of pain, of agony. But we know, we see many homes in such. I'm sorry to give this example. There is a man who came to me in this church. And he had all kinds of complaints about his wife. I said, okay, that's fine. I invited the wife to come, and I invited him to come so that we can have a discussion. And we began to talk. We began to talk about the issues in their home. The issues in their home were enormous. And I am asking him and asking her, are we prepared to allow God to help us recover this home? The wife said yes, and the man said no. And as the man was just saying no, my husband was walking into my office, and so he was interested. He sat on his feet, and he was looking at this man, and the man was breathing out fire and brimstone. There is nothing we said. He could not be appeased. There's nothing Pastor said. He could not be appeased. And Pastor said to him, see, God said to us in this church, this is a place for many lives and many homes. And since you do not want your home to be mended, you will leave the glory tabernacle. It's true. If a man or a woman does not want his home or her home to be mended, she has no place here. And Pastor said to him, you can leave. You would have expected him to become a little bit sober. He left. We haven't seen him ever since then. See, I want us to pray against hardness of heart in the hearts of men. See, it is the devil that sows it into their hearts. It's true. The devil sows it into their hearts. And the devil wants to make sure that the man will never be a happy person. There is no man that jettisons his family that can ever be happy in this life. It is true. I want us to rise up. Pray for our men. Pray for glory tabernacle men. Pray for the young male adults. Pray that their hearts will be soft towards God and towards their families and families to be. Pray for them that it will be well with them. That God will reach out to their hearts. That God will make them to become what God says. Let's ask Thank you, Lord. Man grab a poruke ne inga skishita. Man drama poruke skishita. Thank you. Oh, Rama Prande inga satani. Oh, Rama Kande inga satamari skishita. Den grab a poruke ne inga satani. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Ah, say trauma for the inga santa. Oh, the forget the value that such a day make up a cani. The grammar for the kiss. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we are prayed. We are going to pray for our men. Look, God has given to every man an authority. But that authority doesn't come cheap. You earn it as a man. The Bible says a man is the head of his family. True or false? The man is expected by God to be in front and everybody file behind him. And there are families where it is not so. We are going to ask God to do a work in the hearts of men. Men who have been hurt and wounded by their wives, this morning, let there be forgiveness. Let God reach their hearts so that they will end the lordship they have for their home. The position of authority. To be a head is a position of authority. It's a position of power. It's a position when you speak, something would happen. But I hope you know there are men, when they speak, nothing happens. Just like we saw in the drama. Let's pray for men. And let's pray for them. Brethren, pray for yourself. Let's ask God. Every pain, every bitterness in the hearts of our men, let the blood of Jesus cleanse from their hearts so that they will recover themselves and they will be who God has made them to be. That they will be whom God has made them to be. Let's pray for them. The privilege of being ahead, for being the leader, for being the one that determines, that tells what will happen in your home. Father, please, let our men not lose this. Lord, please, 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 Lord, let our men not lose that privilege. Let them not lose it. Have mercy, O God. Deliver them completely. Thank you, Lord, for your healing that will take place in the hearts of our men. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We want to pray for our women. We want to ask God, see, any woman who does not submit to the husband, who does not lay herself to her husband, is going to be the most miserable on earth. And it is true. You'll be very miserable. Oh, don't sit down there and say, don't mind mommy, she's talking. Her own is different. No, it is the same thing that should happen. God has made us as women that we will lay ourselves before our men. Because God has called us to be a helpmeet for them, to honor them. He says, so ought the women to honor and reverence their own husbands. It's unconditional. I would want us to pray for our women. I want us to ask God, reach out to the hearts of our women, because there is such a great joy in being submissive to your husband. You will see it make manifest. Your husband can't do without you. That's one of the great advantages. He can't do without you. When a woman has a husband who can do without her, that woman has failed completely. And that is not God's will. God's will is, as you yield yourself to him, he cannot help it. Because of his own self, He cannot handle life. You are the one to help him in this life. I know it is. It's by experience. I'm speaking out of experience. So I want you to pray. I want those men, pray for our wives. I pray for our young ladies. That God will have mercy upon them. That God will cause their hearts to be subject to their husbands. So that they will have the joy of ever living a good and worthy life. Let's rise up to pray. Please pray. Please pray for our women. Pray for our wives. Pray for them. Please pray. The Bible says that the church is subject to Christ. So let the wives be to their own husbands. To their own husbands. Let them submit to their own husbands. Let them give in to their own husbands. To submit is to give in. To submit is to yield. To give yourself to him. Let's ask God, Lord, help our women, that we will give ourselves to our husbands. That we will yield ourselves to our husbands. Please, let us pray. I want you to pray. I want you to really, seriously pray for our wives. Let us pray for our wives. Oh, Shekama Parukosaki. Please, let's pray. Please, pray for our wives. Ask God. Reach out to our wives. Reach out to our mothers. Reach out to them, oh Lord God Almighty. Oh, Shekama Parukosaki. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Oh, Lord God Almighty, please, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask of God, reach out to our women. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Please turn to Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs 31. I will read first of all verses 10 to 12. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of any spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, where can we find a truly good woman? A woman who has virtue. A woman who carries grace. The Bible says to us, whosoever finds a wife, finds a good thing, and obtains the favor of the Lord. That's one of those scriptures that we were taught as young girls that helped us to pray and get ready for getting married. The Bible is saying that as a young girl then, I was a carrier of favor, waiting to deposit it in the life of a certain man. That scripture, young girl, you are here, you better pray for yourself. Because you're supposed to be a carrier of the favor of God, of the goodness of God. That's what you're supposed to be. A carrier of the pleasantness of God as a woman. Women who have been so offended by your husband, you will pray that God will touch your heart to forgive, but you will pray that God will forgive you for not having been what you ought to be. You are supposed to be a carrier of God's favor. We were taught, and I knew it, that the man that I will marry will count himself blessed because my life will deposit and pour into him favor that cannot be quantified. And it is true. I walked by that. I lived by it. Because I know it was. The favor of God deposited upon you as a woman. And you are set with God. That God will poison into the life of the man. The man will go places he never would have thought. The man would accomplish things he never would have thought. Why? Just because of the woman he married. Can you rise up on your feet? Can you pray for yourself as a woman? And ask you, God, have mercy upon me, O God. Make me a truly good woman, a virtuous woman, a woman of honor, a woman that carries favor, a woman that is distinct. Ask you, God, tell God, please, God, help me. Please, God, have mercy upon me. Please, God, forgive me. Forgive me, God. Please, Lord, forgive me for the things I've done wrong. Lord, I give myself to you so that my husband will be benefited. Please pray. Pray. I know it. I know it is true. The Bible says the heart of the husband with trust in her says the man will be safe. She will do him good, not evil, all the days of her life. Oh, Rabba Kanda Eagles said to me, what a blessing to be married. What a blessing. What an advantage, what a privilege to be married to a man. A man to whom and in whom you will deposit the good blessings of God. Oh, Sheikh Amaparuko said to me, let your Amaparuko Kanda Eagles Christian ask you, God, Lord, show me your mercy. I am sorry. Ask God, forgive me. Ask God to forgive you. Any hurt you have brought to your husband, the pains you have brought to his life, ask God, please, God, forgive me. Please, God, forgive me, please. Ask God, make me a woman of virtue. Make me a woman of honor. Make me a woman of favor. That into your husband's life, you will deposit it. For this is the will of God. This is the will of God. Deposit it. To deposit it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. I will read verses 29 to 31 for, you know, want of time. You need to go and study the whole book of, the whole chapter of Proverbs 31. Proverbs 27. She looks well to the ways of her household, and she does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children, they will rise up, and they will call her blessed. Her husband also, he can't help but praise her. He would say, many daughters have done virtuously, but you have excelled them all. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain. But the woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Amen. Amen. You know, I have skipped quite a lot of other verses because of time. But let's see and pray for ourselves. As women, as mothers, God says, there is something about her. There is a genuine care for her family. A genuine care for her children. The Bible says, she looks well to her family. That's how the Bible puts it. She looks well. And she's not a woman of idleness. She doesn't eat the bread of idleness. And I see many women who are very, very idle. Because they say, well, I don't have a job, so what can I do? There is something to do. There is something every woman's hands can do. If you are not in academics, If you're not a professional of any type, you can do something with your hands, and your hands will feed your family. Your hands will feed your family. It's true. You can do something. You can learn something that you can do so that your family will be taken care of. God expects us, as our husbands is doing whatever they can, we too. We're not sitting at home and crossing our legs. We too are doing something, bringing in money to take care of our homes. There's something that you can do. Even when you're an academic, there's still something else that you can do to bring more. And that's why some women are not able, when you say contribute to a particular event, they're not able. They can't, because there's nothing that is left in their hands. And it's not supposed to be so. We're going to pray for our women. No idleness. No laziness. Because that's how our daughters learn it. That's how our sons learn it. We are beginning to see that there are so many young ladies who cannot cook. Why? Because their mothers did not teach them. And some of them are inside Glory Tabernacle. Their mothers did not teach them. There are boys who cannot cook. Why? Because their mothers did not teach them. And it is not supposed to be so. It's a disgrace. You have to pray today. You must go home and correct things that are wrong in your home. You must go home. You must go home and correct how your children look when they step outside. It is your duty. It's primary for you as a woman to be able to go, what you are wearing is not God glorifying. Enter the bedroom and change it. It is when they come to church, we begin to tell them, where's your mother? We came to church together. Because the mothers don't know. Why? They don't know the scriptures. If you know the scriptures, your life will be tailored after the scriptures. And everything you do will be in accordance with God's word. No shame. Can you rise up? Can you pray for yourself? Take away shame from me, Lord. Take away idleness from me. Take away laziness from me, oh God. Lord, the things that I ought not to do, take them away from me. When your children are stubborn, it is also your fault. It's not just daddy. It's also your fault. If you can't teach them, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. That it is such a pain in your children's heart when they do things that are wrong and mommy catches them. It will be such a great pain. And they will keep writing you, mommy, I'm sorry. Mommy, I'm sorry. I want us to pray. Please pray. Pray that God will have mercy. And young ladies, pray for yourself. And ask God to help you. Your parents did not teach you. Yes, sure, we know. But you can teach yourself. You can get somebody to teach you. Ask God. Please, God. Oh, shake him up on the concert. Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we are prayed. We are going to pray for women against being dirty. I am sorry, but it's true. Some women can pass by you and you breathe in fresh air. They smell. They are dirty. Their daughters do the same. They smell. This is not right. Or they wear clothes and they come out unironed. This is not right. And we have many young ladies who just step out with unironed clothes. Why? Their mom didn't teach them. That's why. Or you see them, they eat in their rooms and put the plate under their bed. And you stay there for it. Is it not happy? Or it's happy, even in our church. Even in this church. The children will eat and they will leave it. Why? Because the moms did not say, this is unacceptable. And they grow up And there are older ladies who are like that. If you step into their rooms, you will just move back. Smell on iron heap, dirty heaps on the floor, on their bed, their bathrooms cannot be cleaned up. It is not their father that was supposed to have taught them. It is their mom. And if you see a young lady who is like that, it means their moms did not teach them. I want us to pray. Pray for our young ladies. No man should marry a dirty girl. It's true. You must not marry a dirty girl. In those days, I used to tell people who were in the service field, you cannot smell, because some of them were smelling awful. You are not going to be in the service team. You are going to get out. Because you can't come and say, excuse me, sir. And then, sir, just nose right, and you do nose up. You just raise his nose. Eche. Why? Because the young lady who brought the water is smelling. It ought not to be. I want us to pray for this weakness, for this idleness, for this not being able to know what it takes to be a woman. And I'm hopeful that the women's team will have to start afresh to teach. Let's pray. It's not good, though. It's not good. And you get a big job, and you're in a jacket, and you want to, as you're passing your secretary, they will respect you because this is your guy. And you pass, and they May God deliver our women who do not know good housekeeping. Let us pray. Please pray. Our women are supposed to know good housekeeping. Thank you, Lord. Oh, shake my particles, Satan. Father, deliver our women, oh God. Deliver our young ladies. Deliver our children. Let the power of God come. Oh, Nama Purukede Inga Sashita. Lord God Almighty. Oh, Jesus. Shantama Parukosashita. Thank you. Able God, do for us. In Jesus' name we are prayed. We are going to pray against the voice of the devil in the homes. You saw the devil speaking to this family. And it is true. Because they themselves were as nonsense people. Because they were not correct man and correct woman. Their door was open. And the devil came in. And the devil will speak to them. They will hear the voice of the devil. I will not hear the voice of God. Stand up and rebuke every voice of the devil in your home. Stand up. Rebuke the voice of the devil. Command the devil. You cannot. Not in this home. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I stand against you. I stand against you, Satan. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Go. Get out of this home. This home does not belong to you. This home belongs to Jesus. Oh, shake my body, Constantine. My home belongs to Jesus. My home belongs to Jesus. Oh, Rababakuna Kanekasis. In the name of Jesus. My home belongs to Jesus. The voice of the devil will not be heard in my home. Satan, you will not be heard in my home. You have no place in my home. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Rababari, God, excuse me. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. I want us to take a word against every infirmity. Take a word against every disease. take a word against every sickness. The devil comes to steal, to kill, to destroy, to steal the peace, steal your finances, steal your joy, steal the love of God in your family. And he does that through sicknesses, through, infirmities, diseases. Better open your mouth. Better pray for your family. Better deliver your family now. Set your family free now. The devil will not take excuse to tell. The devil's sicknesses. Rebuild the infirmities. Rebuild the works of the devil. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you will not enter my family and my siblings' family. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I cast you down in the name of Jesus. Every sickness, every affliction, every disease, I cast you down in the name of Jesus. I bring you under the power of Jesus. We walk in my family in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, thank you, Maria. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. We are going to take a word against poverty. Poverty is not a virtue. God wants every home to be fed well. I believe that. I believe that everybody who enters the door of my home must be fed well. And it is the will of God. Stop this nonsense. Give them 30 naira. As you are going to school, you will see a wa. Take your own plate and buy a wa. You eat it as you're going, just eat it. After you finish eating it, drink water. Taste that ewa. There's no sweetness. Why will a mother condemn the children to buying all the nonsense that is outside? It's true. When Ugunwan and Gozi were in school, in Abadena College, and in staff school, they beat Ngozi one day. Pastor went to school and said to them, in our house, we eat before our children go to school. Today will be the last day. They said, Allah Kaweni. Today will be your last day of touching any of these children. Because schools say, you must bring money. Abi, because they have a contract with some people who cook nonsense. Your children should eat in your home. Abi, they should eat in your house. When it is beans, when they finish eating it, they say, this is food. When they finish eating moi moi, go across the road and buy moi moi. Open it and see. It's true. You will pray. You will ask God for today. My kids will be fed well. My husband will be fed well. Me too, I'll be fed well. And stand against poverty. Command the devil to go. Father, respond to us. We cast down the spirit of poverty. We break it down in the name of Jesus. Provide for us, Lord. Give to us the resources to take care of our children. Give it to us, Lord. Lord, our children should not learn how to steal. Our children should not be thieves. Our children, oh God, should have the power to be able to know that at home, home is good. Oh, Rabba Kandabalinga Scripture. Father, in this Christ sanctuary, Lord God Almighty, we cast that poverty. We bring that poverty in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bring that poverty in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Ah, oh, finally. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Lastly, let's ask God that the God of heaven will open his compassion into our homes. That the love of Jesus will flow. See, our children are suffering today. That's why they can fall into the hands of any man. When they know they are not coming from secure homes. If you have trained your children and you have loved your children and they know that home is good and there is love in my home, they won't follow up any stupid man that says, I will give you this, I will give you that. It's true. Or your son, go and join them and do yahoo, yahoo. They won't do it. We're going to ask God. Let the love of Jesus come into our home. Let the compassion of Jesus flow into our homes. Let us pray. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Shekema Purukane. The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. Flow into our homes. Thank you. The compassion of Jesus. Flow into our homes. Cast down every spirit of quarreling. Cast it down amongst your children, amongst spouses. Cast it down in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of quarreling, we bring it down in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Finally, we are going to pray for every young person who needs to get married. Marriage is good. Hebrews chapter 13. Marriage is honorable above all. Do you understand? It's good to be married. But that does not mean that if you're not married, that you're a second-class citizen. It's a lie. Anybody that tells you in this church that if you're not married, you're on your own, come and tell me. I will handle the person. It's true. You are a normal person, whether married or not married. But if you must be married, then heaven must open over you. And today's family week, brings heaven open over you. Let us pray. Pray for our young people. Shut up. Oh, yeah, came up for the Inga's Christian. Bangrama for the Inga's Christian. Eh, Rapakoma Inga's Santema Lucas Christian. Lord God Almighty, because we need a multiplication of godly homes. Homes where children are properly brought up. Father, we need a multiplication. We ask you in the name of Jesus. Father, heal homes. Homes that are in pain. Heal them. Heal homes that are in pain, oh God. Lord, homes, oh God, in heaven that are hurting. Heal them. Heal them, oh Lord. Oh, Shekham Apariya. Thank you, Jesus. With Jesus in our family, happy. Oh, yes. Oh, with Jesus in our family, happy. One more time. the Glory Tabernacle family before you, which is split into different little families. We bring ourselves to you. We bring all our brethren in diaspora to you. We bring all our children spread all over the world to you. Father, this prayer of today covers them. We plead the blood of Jesus. We ask you, O God, remember our children. Remember our young adults. Father, remember our daddies and our mommies. We ask you, O God, that the healing virtue from above will come upon our families. In the name of Jesus, let the love of Jesus flow into our families. Let the compassion of Jesus for one another reign in our families. Father, everything, oh God, that is dysfunctional in our families, deliver our families in the name of Jesus. Bring healing into our families in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We will receive testimonies because we remember that you said to us in this church that the Glory Tabernacle Ministry is a place for mending lives and mending homes. Let every home that is in trouble be mended in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Fighting for us, heaven's angels all around. My delight is found in knowing that you wear the victor's crown. You're my helper, my defender. You're my savior and my friend. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. At the mention of your greatness, in your name I will bow down. In your presence fear is silent, for you wear the victor's crown. Let your glory fill this temple, let your power overflow. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. Hallelujah. You have overcome. You have overcome. Hallelujah. Jesus, you have overcome the
world. You are ever interceding. You are ever interceding. As the lost become the found, you can never be defeated, for you wear the victor's crown. You are Jesus the Messiah. You are the hope of all the world. By your grace I live and breathe to worship.
Hey, hallelujah.
You have overcome.
Yes, you have overcome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.